So first, the meditation. We're going to close our eyes and just take a few deep, deep cleansing breaths. I want you to feel your feet on the ground. I'm sitting here with candles lit in my slippers. I got into my comfy pajamas for this meditation. Feel your feet on the ground. Feel the heaviness of the matter of your body. Your soul inhabits your body, and your body is made of matter. It's made of atoms and cells. Matter is slower than soul energy. Spirit energy is a high vibration, and it moves quickly. Matter is slow, and it moves slowly. That's what allows it to take physical shape. One profound thought you could entertain is perhaps the reason so many of us grasp into busyness, wanting to achieve so much, is because our souls can move so much faster than our matter, so much faster than our physical body. In a lot of ways, our physical body holds our souls into a slowness. And busyness is simply a manifestation of our resistance. Our resistance to being stuck in the matter. To being slowed. Because there's a deep, deep part of us that knows we could accomplish anything that we want to accomplish in a fraction of the time. If only we were not hindered by matter, we could manifest anything at the blink of an eye. If only we were unhindered by the matter of our physical being and the matter of our machines and transportation and homes and space and time. Just try to feel that soul part of you that can move so quickly. That deep part of you, the peace of God that is capable of instant manifestation, instant knowledge, instant enlightenment, instant creation. You can feel that part of you move so quickly. The vibration is so fast and so high. It feels good and exciting to most of us. And that's the energy that sometimes drives us to be too busy and to rush. To rush into accomplishing what we know we are here to accomplish. To rush through our life in order to get to our soul's purpose, to manifest what we came here to manifest, to experience what we came here to experience. Just feel that fast, speedy vibration pushing us, pulling us, calling to us, whispering to us, seducing us. Now that you have that experience, I'd like you to try and bring that vibration back into your body. And feel the heaviness of the matter that you are. You matter. You are matter. Matter is heavy. Matter moves slowly. So why would a soul wish to slow itself, to slow its being enough to take physical form, to gather enough energy to slow it to become matter? Heavy, slow, hindered, vulnerable to things like illness, accidents, injuries. Why did your soul come here for this? You can pull yourself into your being, into your body, and feel what the matter feels like. Feel your feet touching the earth. What does that feel like? Feel your hands, your arms heavy on a chair or bed or your lap. Feel your eyeballs as they wiggle behind your eyes, and your jaw, is it clenched or loose? Feel the beat of your heart, your organs. Everything is moving. Every cell is moving. All of the matter continues to move in very specific ways to keep you anchored on the planet, in your physical being. All cultures, traditions, all peoples have wondered, what am I here for? Why are we here? How are we made? Perhaps it's enough to enjoy the creation. To enjoy being physical. Maybe we're made simply for pleasure. The pleasure of snuggling with your kid as you lay down to read on a dark winter's night. The pleasure of drinking hot cocoa next to someone you love while you watch whatever your deal on Netflix is. The joy of dancing and moving your physical body in abstract expression. The delight and relaxation of a hot bath with a good book. The wonder of seeing the leaves in the fall turn red and flitter through the air like snow. The taste of your lover's tongue. The ecstasy of an orgasm. The sip of an exquisite wine. The feel of chocolate mousse moving down your throat. The simple pleasure of breathing air in and air out, swimming, running, riding bikes, dashing, skipping, holding, touching, having your head massaged or your hair brushed. These are all experiences that cannot happen if you're simply a soul. These are experiences that happen when you are matter, when you are physical, when you're a manifestation of creation. You can experience all of these physical delights. They keep you grounded and solid. They bring you joy and pain. The more physical experiences that bring you delight, the happier your soul is to be human, and the less it rushes, the less it tries to get where it wants to go. If you're having a great time right where you're at, if you're feeling good, if you're experiencing pleasure, if you're pleasure drenching, which is a spiritual practice, so much joy for the soul. And as we move into winter, these pleasures become slower pleasures. And your body feels like it needs more sleep. Surrender to your need for sleep. Your soul is unhindered by matter while you're sleeping. It does incredible work. Big work happens while you're sleeping. And during the winter, it's a time when your spirit, your soul, gets more freedom in the ether, in the spirit realms, in the other dimensions, bringing back knowledge, bringing back inspiration, bringing back positive creativity, bringing back light and enlightenment and meaning and direction and clarity. Winter is almost a period where you might think that your soul is dragging your body even slower than normal, with a bigger heaviness. You might think that you feel less motivated, but there's so much action going on in your resting moments and in your sleep. So many things are happening that you cannot see. Your soul is wheeling and dealing in the ether realms, working on your behalf, negotiating futures, negotiating potential outcomes. Your soul has a much broader view and for perspective than your physical being, than your outward personality. Your soul can see miles and miles and miles ahead, years and years and years ahead in your lifetime. It can see a path. It can see a direction. It can see movement, options, choices, potentials. From this vantage point, as you wake, your soul moves back into your body, exiting the spirit realms and the other dimensions, and delivers to you new ideas, new visions of your future, new creations that are begging to be made, new career paths, new marketing plans, new potential partners, new things to do and see and experience. All of these are gifts that the soul brings to you over the dark winter season. We call it a time of reflection. Your soul goes out there and gathers the light and brings it back to you. A possibility. A new love. A new idea. A new gift. New inspiration. Deeper intuition. New directions, new resolve. So as you go through this winter season, this late autumn darkness, the cold that keeps you indoors and slows you down, the physical added need for sleep, your desire to be more introverted and keep your social circles smaller and more intimate. Allow that, because that is the freedom your soul needs to bring back all of the beautiful, sweet gifts. Energetically, this is one of your soul's busiest times. Energetically, your soul is working hard, and that's why it needs to matter to slow so still, so that you're not distracted by busyness, so that you're not distracted by ridiculous to-do lists, so that you're not distracted by ambition and productivity highs. Slow. Be still. Rest. Go inside. Reflect. All of these activities center you and allow your soul to do its work without your hindering interference. So trust that that is what is happening. Trust that this work that your soul does will manifest over the coming year. Trust that the slowness is a gift. Trust that things are happening right now that you cannot see yet. So as we come back to the present moment, knowing on a subconscious level that rest is the most productive thing we can do for our manifestation, to reach our goals and our dreams. Slowness, rest, pleasure. We come back to the present moment, putting those on the top of the priority list, putting them in the calendar first, feeling completely guilt-free and indulgent, because this is when we get out of the soul's way and let her do her thing. Let him do his thing. Put your feet on the ground and grow roots. Roots into the earth, deep, deep, deep in, holding you steady, holding you to the earth, holding you in this realm, in this dimension, on November 5th, or whatever day you listen to this, you're in the present moment now. Come back into your physical being. You matter. You are matter. Enjoy being matter. What you do matters. Take some deeper breaths. Wiggle your toes. And you can open your eyes and come back to the present moment.